From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says he will resign his leadership post this summer after yesterday's stunning upset in his Virginia primary race. The formal announcement came today after a closed-door meeting of the party's rank and file. The decision clears the way for a leadership shakeup ahead of midterm elections with control of the House at stake. House Republicans are already jockeying for position. Cantor, in a surprise upset, lost to Tea Party-backed candidate David Brat yesterday in the GOP primary. Brat is staunchly opposed to easing immigration laws. Pentagon officials told Congress that the Taliban prisoner swap that secured the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl does not set a precedent. The Defense Department's top lawyer, citing the Black Hawk Down incident back in 1993, saying an American pilot was released in exchange for Somali fighters. But NPR's Tom Bowman reports the man who negotiated the pilot's release disagrees.
Stephen Pressin is the Pentagon's top lawyer, and he compared the release of Bo Bergdahl to Michael Durant, the helicopter pilot shot down in Somalia.
The United States regained Durant's freedom functionally in exchange for individuals that were captured in the same operation.
Not so, said Robert Oakley. He was sent by President Clinton to meet with those holding Durant.
I said, look, release Durant, or we're going to blow you to hell. And so they released him. And they said, well, what about our people? I said, well, we'll see about that later.
Durant made it home. A dozen Somalis were released 2 months later. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has approved a measure that, among other things, would allow veterans to get treatment from local doctors paid for by the VA if it's found they were not granted prompt medical care. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, during the debate today, said any treatment delays for vets are unacceptable.
There are serious problems at the VA now. And they must be addressed now, not next week, not next month, but now.
By 93-3 vote, lawmakers authorizing $35 billion over 3 years to pay for the measure. Now that Seattle has passed the highest minimum wage law in the country, the measure is coming under legal challenge. As Ashley Gross of member station KPLU reports, the International Franchise Association has followed through on its promise to fight the ordinance in court.
The Franchise Association argues the law treats franchisees unfairly by counting them as large businesses. Seattle is requiring big businesses to phase in a $15 an hour minimum wage more quickly than small businesses. Steve Caldera is president of the Franchise Association.
We just think that's unfair. It defies common sense. It's irrational.
Caldera says franchisees are small business owners. The only difference is that they pay a fee to a national chain like Subway or McDonald's. The association is asking a federal district court to declare the ordinance unconstitutional. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 102 points today. The Nasdaq fell 6 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A bill that would have allowed people to refinance their student loans at lower interest rates has failed to move forward in the Senate. The measure sponsored by Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren, falling short of the 60 votes needed to proceed to debate. Under terms of the bill, some 25 million borrowers would have been eligible to refinance student loan debt, potentially saving several thousand dollars each. Republicans, in shooting down the measure, said it would have done nothing to reduce education costs or cut borrowing. France is being hit by a double whammy of transport woes. The state rail company holds a major strike on the same day taxis have caused massive disruption, protesting competition from web-based minicab services. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports rail unions have voted to continue the train strike into a second day.
One in three high-speed intercity trains are running, while only one in five regional commuter trains are on track. The rail strike is taking place a week before the French Parliament examines a proposed railway reform that aims to tackle the sector's soaring debt. At the heart of the proposed reforms are plans to open up France's rail services to competition and plans to unite the state-run train operator with the indebted company responsible for the country's rail infrastructure. Train passengers who manage to arrive at their destinations will no doubt be hampered by an almost total lack of taxis. French cabbies have joined taxi services across Europe to protest the explosion in unregulated, untaxed minicab services that use advanced mobile phone apps. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The truck driver, who has been charged in an accident that left actor-comedian Tracy Morgan in critical but stable condition and claimed the life of another man, is pleading not guilty in an initial court appearance. Walmart truck driver blamed the crash this past weekend appeared in court today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.